A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
As you may already know, not all movement practices are designed equally. In the Lit Yoga Method, we help you retrain your brain and body to move better for everyday life. Through physical therapy drills, yoga, functional mobility, core stability, and flexibility, the Lit Method rewires habitual movement patterns and postural imbalances to help you feel stronger, more energized, and more balanced both on and off the mat. Our online platform, the Lit Daily, is designed for easy convenience with a robust offering of class types so you can boost your energy while getting stress relief. Yes! Improved brain wiring means you will move with more ease and efficiency because we teach you the how and why behind movement choices, not just poses for the sake of poses. All movement teachers on the platform are certified by Lit and share a common language, providing education with clear cues that give you the needed reinforcement for enhancing your movement habits. Thousands of students in over 60 countries get Lit to feel more confident, more powerful, and more alive. We offer two subscription options for all levels and bodies. The Lit Daily option includes library of 500 plus classes with so many categories, including short on time, injury prevention, stress relief, and body parts. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we offer live classes streamed on Lit Daily. There's a class of the day to help you take the guesswork out of what class to do, and monthly workshops are 50% off. Then the Lit Studio option has everything I just mentioned in the daily option, plus 20 weekly live Zoom classes with Lit teachers providing real-time feedback. There are monthly workshops that are free for these studio members. You can stream all of this right to your TV Air device through Android, iPhone, and iPad apps. Movement changes everything. When we move better, we feel better. So sign up for our free one-week trial and see how getting Lit can help you feel your best today and for years to come. I'm Laura Hyman, and welcome to Redefining Movement, a Lit podcast designed to investigate all aspects of movement from my background in physical therapy and neuroscience. My mission is to help everyone find freedom through smarter movement patterns and compassion for ourselves and others, so together we can live our most uplifted lives, benefiting all beings. Welcome to the monthly deep dive. I'm joined by my fearless co-host, Kristen Williams, and we are so excited to deep dive into talking about weight training and the benefits of weight training. If you are alive and have a pulse, you've probably heard of weight training. It's always got center stage, I think, in fitness, but it kind of waxes and wanes depending on trends. But we want to really talk about why it's something we should pay attention to and like what are the benefits. So first, Kristen, what is weight training?
You know, I think when people think of weight training, they are picturing bodybuilders, right? They're picturing going to the gym, pounding it out, which there's truth to that. You know, it's basically resistance training. So you are moving against resistance, but it doesn't have to be just with a big barbell. It can be body weight. It can be bands. It can be kettlebells, you know. It's anything that you're doing that is moving against resistance over time, right? With the goal to help your muscles adapt and grow stronger. You know, so Laura, like, why is this important? Why should people weight train?
Yeah. I mean, I think that number one, it's going to help us be stronger, right? We know it enhances strength and it does that by building muscle mass. So weight training, the action, again, like you mentioned, whether it's with weights, our own body rate, with bands, this weight training is going to stimulate muscle growth. That's also called hypertrophy. And this is done because little tiny bits of damage, it's called microscopic damage, occurs to the muscle fibers when they are being loaded with weights. But then they repair and grow stronger. So it's like, you know, it's like you knock a little bit over and it comes back and loads up more. And this is the building of muscle mass. So again, it's known as hypertrophy because that hyper is, you know, building something and making it bigger. And this increased muscle mass and strength leads to a whole host of benefits, including overall functional capacity and athletic performance.
You know, I think another thing that people don't think about when it comes to weight training is how it boosts our metabolism. Everybody thinks about cardio, right? I gotta do cardio in order to burn calories. And the difference with weight training is, unlike cardio, weight training actually continues to burn calories after the workout is over. I mean, hello, that's like such a great bang for your buck. You know, so you're building this lean muscle mass that increases the basal metabolic rate of the body, which results in more calories being burned at rest. And I think this is something that, as we age and our metabolism is naturally decreasing, because that's what happens when you get older, what can we do to boost that? Well, we can weight train.
Yeah. And people, as they get older too, become more sedentary. And so, you know, you need to be more active, but you also, when you are in those sedentary moments, having that muscle mass, like you said, is going to really help boost metabolism. And, you know, speaking of getting older, one of the reasons I became more and more curious about adding weight in addition to the weight bearing stuff I do is because as we age, our bone health is impacted. And, you know, we hear a lot about premenopause, menopause, and all that, and having the impact of our bone density is decreased, our bone mass is decreased. So weight bearing exercises like we do with squats, but then you add load like a deadlift, and lunges like we do in lit, but you could do lunges with weights, et cetera, et cetera. All that brings stress onto the bones and that promotes bone density growth. And this has been shown to reduce not only the risk that occur with osteoporosis, but also osteoporosis itself.
Yeah. And I think when we kind of think about the bones, we think of osteoporosis, but we also think about our joints. You know, that weight bearing is going to enhance the joint health. Our body, you know, really responds in, it responds to stress in a positive way. And by stress, we mean good stress. So, and that is what weight training provides. It's really going to strengthen the muscles around those joints that will help stabilize, but also that extra weight that you're carrying, say, when you're holding weights in your hands, your body has more weight. So that can improve the bone health, like you said, with osteoporosis, but also just the cartilage health of the cartilage, which lines the bones. So, you know, proper form and technique do matter when it comes to joint health, to help with, you know, keeping them properly supported and applying pressure to those joint surfaces, which is going to help that bone, that bony health, that cartilaginous health, you know, and then also obviously that support of the muscles around the joint. So it can reduce your risk of injury.
Yeah. And like you said, stress, we often think of stress as being this not great thing, but stress is good until it's not. So actually adding weight is a form of increasing stress so that we can adapt to it. So when we think about physical stress, it's the same concept as mental stress. And another benefit of weight training that has been shown, and I remember, you know, seeing on social media and talking to some friends of mine who are into weights, they were like, I do it for my mental health. It helps a lot with stress. And it has been shown that weight training is not just about the physical gains and manifestations of bigger muscles, but it really helps your mental well-being. It probably helps you manage stress better because you're promoting those endorphins, those neurotransmitters that help you feel more like at ease, more purposeful, and more capable of handling mental and physical stress. So there's all kinds of benefits.
I know. And I think a lot of people, when they think about weight training, they are thinking about just bicep curls and, you know, chest press. You know, we need to think about the functional fitness that people do with weights as well. Functional meaning multi-joints that are involved. So, you know, like you said, lunges, squats, all of these are activities of daily living that is going to help us, you know, really move better for longer. And the stronger we can be, the better our endurance will be when we add weight to these functional movements. That's going to improve, you know, our everyday tasks, making them easier, making and decreasing our risk of injury because we're stronger, because we're adding weight, because we are doing these functional moves like we do in lit. You know, Laura, you offer some classes that are lit classes with weights. We're doing that. So goodness, when you take a weight away, you really feel stronger, more stable, your endurance is better, your balance is better. There's that functional fitness aspect to weight training as well.
Yeah, and I like how you were talking about, you know, form is really important. So when people are read the articles and they're like, I'm not doing enough, I'm not lifting heavy things, first of all, have peace of mind because your body counts, right? This is a form of weight bearing. Your body is weight that you have to move around. And there are ways to make it more challenging based on the effects of gravity and your own, you know, your own body weight. So I really, we do a lot of weight bearing just by using our own body weight and lit. And I want people to feel like that is amazing, especially if you are relatively new to, or even not new. I think it's just, you know, we have to get these functional moves down where we're really protecting the joint, being efficient. And then when we add, say, you know, some kind of lunge and we hinge our hips and we add the weight of our torso, we are adding more load just from that weight bearing. So weight bearing exercise refers to any physical activity that requires the body to support its own weight against gravity. And this does place that same good stress on the bones and muscles, and they will similarly be stimulated to adapt and become stronger over time. So weight bearing activities are amazing. They're fundamental for lit. They're a fundamental component for a lot of weight training, and they give a lot of benefits. And especially as you're working on not overloading, you know, and preparing the body for those moments where you do want to add, you know, some more weight. But let's talk about why weight bearing is also included in when we talk about the benefits of weight training. I want to share with you a little secret I have. This secret is this amazing skincare line that I've been using now for a year. Now, I am a product queen. It is the one thing I spend money on. I don't spend a lot of money on clothes, but I love products. And I love skincare products because I want my skin to really reflect and showcase how I feel inside. But this is honestly the best product I've ever tried. And I love the fact that it's vegan, it's all natural. You could literally eat it because it's totally organic. Herbal Face Food. It's the most potent anti-aging, multi-correction, antiviral skincare on the market. It's magic. I can't even describe it. I use a little bit of Serum One a few times a week and it tightens up my skin. And then it also kind of whitens it a little bit, makes it feel like all the sun damage disappears. But you can go for the Serum 2, which is like the correction, and that goes into the more sun damaged areas. So you're just going to have to try it for yourself. So go to the show notes and hit the link. Laura20 is the code for 20% off Herbal Face Food. I love it. I love it. I want to share it with you all.
Yeah. I mean, obviously when we've talked about all of these positive things, we're going to talk about like muscle strength and endurance. Weight bearing is going to really serve to, I mean, just weight bearing alone without weight is going to increase the strength and endurance. But what it also does, and what I love about this idea of functional movement when it comes to weight bearing, is it's coordination, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're increasing the strength, we're increasing the endurance, but we're also doing it with multiple groups of muscles. So traditional weight training, while it's great, sometimes it doesn't include that, you know, multi-muscle group and multi-planes of motion that just traditional weight-bearing exercise gives. So there's the difference between like your going to the gym, pumping iron versus just weight bearing exercise. It's going to improve your coordination as well as that strength and endurance. But I think coordination is the key, and that movement pattern, those transitions, that's going to improve your strength and your motor firing and moving well, moving more muscles together and more muscle spindles firing at the same time by doing weight bearing alone. You know, what are some other ways weight bearing good?
Like, I love that because we talk so much about the brain and body, but getting back to like the body, similar to weight lifting, where you actually add some load in some ways, weight bearing exercises also promote bone health and bone density. That can include things like walking and running or rucking, which I have started doing, which is basically walking or hiking with an added load. That added load doesn't have to be there because I get enough of the weight bearing through my legs when I'm pounding my feet on the ground, but it can add an extra amount if you want to do the rucking. So it's the same kind of stress that's placed through the bone responds in that same way we were talking about before, where there are these osteoblasts, which are stem cells, they are summoned to come in and help to build these stronger bones. So weight bearing, and that can be in the form of squats or walking or something where you are getting that load down through your limbs, your legs, and into your spine. Additionally, it's helping, like we mentioned before, with, you know, the weight training, it helps with joint stability. But it also helps with mobility. And I think that comes back to what you were talking about with all those multi-planar ways of moving that we do when we in lit, for example, where we're going from weight bearing on our feet to weight bearing on our hands to weight bearing on one hand to weight bearing on our forearms. Like, all of this is building integrity in the joint. Some joints have to be stable against movement of other joints. So it's that coordination you were mentioning. So I think it's just the combination of bone strength and joint stability and then joint mobility that is just beautiful with weight training, weight bearing.
Absolutely. And by the way, when I told my husband, he heard about rucking and I was like, Laura's got a ruck pack. And he's like, what? And so he goes and he gets his little backpack, not like a school backpack. So it's actually the one that you would hike with. And he puts like 25 pounds in it. And I'm like, I don't think that's going to be as good, because I think the ruck really, you know, distributes the weight most optimally. But you know what? Doesn't matter. I was proud of him for adding that weight. Yeah. We've been going on a lot of walks. My husband had two joint replacements. So here's a guy who had to replace two joints. So he's got a lot of room to grow. Let's put it that way. And so he straps on that weight and it really, you know, makes you work harder. I think when we think about metabolism, I mean, when you're adding weight, you are working harder because your muscles are working harder. So it's that combination of the cardio / weight bearing, the walking, the hiking, and then you add some weight resistance to it. You're increasing your muscle mass. You're getting all those same benefits that you would get just from weight training in and of itself. But I think with that little bonus.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important, like anytime we're doing these functional activities, there's like, it's multifactorial, the benefits, you know? So, and it's good to talk about how the metabolic effect, because if you're more sedentary, that can affect your metabolism, you're more active, great. And then you add weight bearing, weight training, all that's going to help. And just I think the silver lining with all of the weight bearing stuff is it's, you don't need anything really. You don't need to go to the gym. You don't have to like grab weights. There's lots of weights around the house. There's just daily life. So it's much more weight bearing activities without like the added load of like going to the gym. It does mimic real life movements more. And I think so many of us need these like larger ranges of motion because our movement experiences is really limited, so that then we can like get on the ground with our kids and we can pick up groceries and put them on the high shelf and we could walk up and down the stairs while holding a car seat. You know, it's like, it brings us more into our fullest capacity in kind of daily functional life. So I think weight bearing is so amazing for that. And I've witnessed that myself, having not gone to the gym and lifted heavy weights, but just how much very specific, wonderful weight bearing through LIT has just helped me be able to feel like I can do most anything I want in life, in just daily life.
I mean, and there's the psychological benefit in and of itself. I mean, and we hear testimonials about this over and over and over again. People, when they begin doing a weight bearing, and by weight bearing, we mean functional movement, lunges, squats, you know, side lunges
through plyo.
Yeah. You know, we kind of add it all in without actually using the weights. People feel better because your brain is being stimulated. You are moving in new ways. You're getting down, you're getting up. It's easier. I mean, the time and time again, when I've been working with people for years privately, and they say, man, I can't imagine how I would feel if I wasn't doing this.
Right.
So there's the big psychological benefit besides just the scientific endorphins, blah, blah, blah. We're talking, like you said, it's that sense of accomplishment. You know what?
Yeah.
You can still do this.
Yeah. And you know, like we've talked about some of our favorite people who have been on LIT for a long time, like are pushing 70, are in their 70s, and they are still incredibly active. I don't want to say still, but I mean, like, that's the way our society talks. They are doing everything they did before, including like skiing, playing tennis, going on high, you know, all the things. And that's, again, that psychological benefit. So let's just talk about how do we get started? How to get started? Like I said at the very beginning, I don't think anybody needs to feel like they're missing out if they're not joining a gym and lifting heavy weights. But we'll give you some parameters of how you can get started. And the first one is just set your goals. Like, what is your goal? Like for me, I was doing weight bearing for many, many years. And I just started adding some rucking in because my goal was, I am menopausal. I want to preserve and build more bone mass. And I want to add to my regimen in doing that. So that was my biggest goal. I don't want to necessarily join a gym, but that, so I made my goal that. So whether it's, you know, building muscle, improving strength, overall fitness, just like be clear on what it is, because that's going to help guide you.
And then I think numero uno, after you set your goals, start light. You know, I think that's the biggest mistake. People get so excited about a goal, especially if your goal is to build muscle. They're like, you know what? I need to build muscle. So I'm going to go grab a 10 pound weight and do it. Trust me, you start with 1 pound and it seems so puny because they usually make them like pink or purple and you just, it's just terrible.
Like the size of your hand. You're like, I am holding something.
You don't need, 1 pound is enough, because when you put weights in the hands or however you're doing this, you're adding a lever, a significant increase, because don't forget, gravity is always pushing down. So really start light, start to where the next day you feel a little sore, but you're not dying, because if you kill your muscles, that delayed onset muscle soreness, you're not going to want to do it again. So start light.
And the key again with that stress is like, you want to stress it just enough that it's inspired to build more, like to come back and lay down. But if it's too much, it's too much. And so, and again, then you go into that kind of cycle. And a good way to do that, this is what we do with our Set with Lit class, is we start with one, you know, like 1 pound, 2 pound weights, and we focus on these global, what are otherwise known as compound movements, like squats, you know, and like lunges. And then if you're at the gym, same idea, you can do deadlifts with weights or one-legged deadlift, but start with a low weight so that your form is good. And that weight, like we found in our Lit classes with the weight, what it's doing more than anything is really soaking your neurons, because your proprioception increases, meaning like your ability to know where your limbs are in space is, you're getting more information by having a little bit of weight. And then you can always add more.
Yeah. And then don't forget the rest and recovery. I mean, some of my favorite memes on social media are like when you see the big, huge guy and then they've got the tiny legs and they're like, look who skipped leg day. Well, if you're not someone who does weight training, you might not get the joke of that. But the joke is, you know, you have specific days, especially if you're doing pure weight lifting, where you lift arms and back, say, one day, and then you do legs and, you know, what you set it up, but you want to allow for rest and recovery, because this idea is, like Laura said at the very beginning, we are breaking down muscle to rebuild it. So we're rebuilding larger, bigger muscle groups with a weight training, strengthening, body building. I hate that word because, yeah, you know, yeah, even just trying to get a muscle tone, we want to let those muscles heal and recover. So roughly 48 hours, you know, after a muscle group. So if you do a leg day, you want to wait a couple of days before you do another leg day.
Yeah. Yeah. They have all those routines at the gym for sure. And then, you know, on that note, staying consistent, because, and you're going to be able to stay more consistent if you give yourself those time, that time to recover. If you're, you know, we're not going to get into nutrition and all that, but all the things that are going to support your goal, right? And if you're consistent, you're going to keep showing up and you're going to, we've talked about habit formation over and over again, but this is the key to being consistent, is creating the habit. And that's why, again, we start light, we add on, we take breaks when we need to, and then just keep at it. And it always helps when you have that ultimate goal that is not, to me, it's like functional versus visual, but if yours is visual, that's cool too. Whatever it is, just pick it so you're going to stay consistent.
Well, I think with that consistency, we need to think that this might look different for different people. So a younger age, let's say, you know, adolescent to young adults, someone who's 12 or 13 up to 25, you know, they're going to probably be more stimulated by a gym membership, by body, you know, push-up, lunges, squats, plyo, joining a sports team that's more age appropriate, fitness apps, things like that. That there are stimulatory things in that setting that I do think is going to make a younger person more consistent. Whereas when you start getting to your, you know, adult, quote unquote, 26 to 50 age, you might have money to invest in a home gym and you have less time or less inclination to go to the gym where you're surrounded by a bunch of, as they would call them, gym rats. So, you know, doing stuff at home, looking to putting it into your daily routine, because you might be working an 8 to 12 hour day that you can't take that time to go to the gym. So how can you build it in? Maybe a group fitness class. I think for this group, I remember when my kids were little, I would meet one of my neighbors and we would go running together. It was that group fitness that, you know, really kind of helped. And any way that I could combine, you know, more bang for your buck. This is our young mom age. This is our entrepreneur age, where again, time is of the essence. And then as you get into your like older adult age, you know, 51, 52 and above, you know, maybe you're going to start wanting to not do as much. You know, our body, as much as we want to avoid aging, aging is going to happen. So our tissues are going to age. Now, the more we do by way of exercise, the better off we are. But say you're someone who's in their 50s, who's just starting out, you're probably going to want to start a little slower and do things more geared towards your age group, or get a personal trainer. Again, maybe you're more financially sound, that you have the time and the money to do that. Maybe more adaptive equipment, you know, where you're utilizing, let's say you have some wrist issues, you might be utilizing more hand grip stuff that a younger population won't need to worry about, or you're doing more functional movement, Tai Chi, Qigong. I mean, all these different ways that you can incorporate weight training of all different types into your routine, no matter your age, you know. But that's how you're going to be consistent, is if you really find ways to fit it into your lifestyle where you are in your life, because you want to do this at least 2 to 3 times a week to really reap the rewards.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's perfect. And when you said over 50, I'm like, wait, watch out, sister. But no, what I want to just add on to what you're saying, because when we are over 50, no matter what kind of good shape we're in, we've just had more years to potentially move not as well. And so there's going to be, this is where things start to crop up if they haven't already. But weight training in weight-bearing exercises, all those things can help for all the reasons, like we just named them, you know, bone strength, joint mobility, joint stability, your mental well-being, metabolic effects, et cetera. So it's just, know that it, whatever you're inspired by, if you haven't been doing it, depending on what age, you're gonna move into it a little bit more gradually. Incorporate strength training for sure. Incorporate it in the way that we do in Lit. Incorporate it in the way you might like, if you want, you know, people around you in a gym. I know a lot of people love CrossFit, but like, it's awesome community-wise. Just make sure that you're with somebody who can really instruct you well. Because as we talk about a lot, form is such a predictor of your success in this. And that, and we really want you to benefit and, you know, get strong, stay strong, and improve your overall kind of livelihood and approach. I think weightlifting and weight-bearing exercise, like we've mentioned when we were talking about our students who get back to us, it does give you this sense of, I don't want to just say hope, I want to say joy. Like, it really gives you vitality. And that's super important in any part of life, but especially as we're aging and we're told the things we can't do. I think what weight training and weight bearing exercises do is they show you the things you can do and then can improve on and then can continue to do. So let's go. We hope this sold you on, you know, weight bearing, adding weights, whatever you do, just be smart about it, but you know, go have fun. It's great. These are our bodies. They are engineered to like face challenge.
I don't know about you, but I'm super inspired.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Well, be well. And
as always,
we're pulling for you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Redefining Movement. If you like what you've heard, please like and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Feel free to leave us a rating and review or share with someone you know. Check us out at www.litmethod.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.